Are you coping or escaping? Understanding what's behind teen drug abuse. Let's be honest. No one wakes up and decides, I want to mess up my life. Teen drug abuse rarely begins with rebellion. It usually begins on a whim. It grows out of everyday feelings like stress, boredom, anxiety, or just being tired of your own thoughts. You try something that helps you forget for a while, and it works, at least at first, and that is what makes it easy to try it again. Yet over time, a habit begins to shape the identity, leaving many teens caught between what they are doing and who they are becoming. The real question is not just why drugs, but why pain feels unbearable without them. What pain is being carried? What identity is being sought? Coping and escaping may look similar on the outside, but inside, they tell very different stories. What is teen drug abuse really trying to tune out or turn off? Most people focus on the substance, but the real story sits underneath it. Many teens use substances to deal with specific feelings. The habit does not come out of nowhere. It connects to something that already feels uncomfortable. When you don't understand what you're avoiding, it's easy to repeat the pattern without noticing. Take a second and ask yourself a simple question. What feeling pops up right before the urge? Is it pressure? Anger? Shame? Emptiness? Fear of failing? Once you can identify that feeling clearly, you are no longer acting blindly. That awareness is where real change begins, because you are no longer reacting without thinking. When relief becomes the only strategy, everyone looks for ways to feel better. The problem starts when one method becomes the only one. Even if it does not feel serious at first, relying on one thing repeatedly builds a pattern. You stop asking, should I? And start doing it without thinking. That's how dependency starts to form, not always as addiction, but first as a habit. When one coping method takes over, other ways of dealing with stress slowly fade away. You stop trying new things, and soon it feels like there are no options left. A pattern like this usually grows quietly. You feel something uncomfortable. You reach for quick relief. It works for a moment. The feeling returns, sometimes stronger. You go back again. This kind of cycle doesn't break on its own. Something must interrupt it, usually awareness, honesty, or help. Feeling numb isn't the same as feeling better. There is a big difference between reducing feelings and properly dealing with them. Over time, you might notice that even good things don't feel good anymore. You laugh, but it doesn't reach your heart. You talk, but it feels surface level. That's what happens when emotions are muted. They stop connecting you to yourself and others. Emotional strength grows through practice. If you keep avoiding what you feel, it becomes harder to process those emotions later. Things that should feel manageable start to feel confusing or intense. Instead of relief, the feelings come back, and now you have fewer tools to deal with them. Moving away from escape through teen drug abuse to real relief. Escape gives you a break. Real relief gives you peace. Healthy coping is not always quick or easy, but it builds something stronger. Instead of needing something outside of you every time you feel uncomfortable, you can start developing ways to deal with those feelings directly. Try starting small. Notice what you feel before and after using anything. Replace the habit with something that keeps you present, like exercise, journaling, prayer, or music. Set manageable limits and build from there. Talk to someone you trust, even if you can't explain everything yet. These steps work because they reach the root, not just the surface. You weren't meant to spend your life escaping your feelings. You were meant to learn from them, grow through them, and find peace that lasts. If reading this made you stop and think about your own patterns, that is something worth paying attention to. Talking to a professional counselor in Stone Oak, Texas can help you understand what is really driving your behavior and give you tools that actually work in your daily life. Contact our office today at Stone Oak Christian Counseling. Our reception team can help you schedule an appointment with a Christian counselor in Stone Oak, Texas,